Good morning. It's the 13th of September. Our first reading for the day is 2 Kings chapter 19, in which we read about the destruction of the Assyrian army. I'm going to read to you from the book Hezekiah the Great, which was written by brethren Harry Whittaker and George Booker. This particular section is from Brother Harry. I read, although the record does not say explicitly, it may be taken as practically certain that Hezekiah returned a reply to the letter of Sennacherib on the lines of the message given him through Isaiah, perhaps using the very words. Then it came to pass that night that the angel of the Lord went out and smote in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. And when they, the men of Jerusalem, arose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead, corpses. The narrative calmly outlines this mighty stroke of judgment in a single verse, in Chronicles, in half a verse. There it specifies that the angel cut off all the mighty men of valour and the leaders and captains in the camp of the king of Assyria. That's 2 Chronicles 32. So the losses were heaviest among the officers and crack troops. The scornful, blasphemous Rabshakeh also was involved in the cataclysm along with the rest. Modern critics, misconstruing part of the prophet's message to Hezekiah and leaning heavily on the story given centuries later to Herodotus by Egyptian priests, have made it almost a dogma that Sennacherib lost his army through bubonic plague many miles away from Jerusalem. Anything to avoid belief in the miraculous. Brother Harry then goes on to consider the Passover and writes this. It is possible to infer that this was another Passover deliverance. First, as birds flying, so will the Lord of hosts defend Jerusalem. Defending also he will deliver it, and passing over he will preserve it. So wrote Isaiah in chapter 31. The Hebrew verb here is precisely that used with reference to the first Passover in Exodus 12. A second point. Ye shall have a song, as in the night, as when a feast is hallowed. That's from Isaiah 30. The only holy feast of the Lord observed at night time was Passover. The context of this passage is very clearly the destruction of the Assyrians. And then, come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself for a little moment until the indignation be overpast. For, behold, the Lord cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her blood, and shall no more cover her slain. That is, too many slain to bury. That's from Isaiah 26. Every phrase here is Passover language. The inference from these passages involves an impressive and, in itself, highly probable conclusion, that when the city of Jerusalem found itself faced with an apparently hopeless and helpless situation, King Hezekiah, whose enthusiasm had brought multitudes to Jerusalem for Passover in the first year of his reign, now bade the people express their faith by the observance of the feast once again at the appropriate time. Evidently, it was at this time of the year when the city was beleaguered. Instead of siege rations and the hoarding of stocks of food, lambs were slain and the holy feast celebrated. And the destroying angel smote the firstborn, as at the first Passover in Egypt, whilst 12 legions of protecting angels hovered over the homes where Israelites had faithfully smeared the blood of the covenant lamb. So now there was protection for the faithful in Zion, whilst judgment devastated the Assyrian camp. What a powerful lesson there is there. Thank you for listening.